Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you are, guys. This is Jock here, and this is Deadly Departed. And let me jump in and ask you a question about if you have had any paranormal experiences, and those experiences you think are totally out of the realm of the normal, and you're convinced that you have just witnessed paranormal phenomena. Well, in this episode, we're going to jump into the reality of paranormal phenomena and maybe challenge some of the beliefs that you perhaps hold. We'll come right back, guys, and we'll jump right into it. This is Jock. This is Deadly Departed. And join me for the science and the paranormal. God bless.
Welcome to Deadly Departed. The do's, don'ts, and dangers of afterlife communication. This show discusses all aspects of afterlife communication, grief and grieving, the paranormal, and of course, parapsychology. There's real stories, scientific discussion, and most of all, real learning from paranormal experts and researchers. Here's your host, author of Deadly Departed, renowned evidential medium and spirit interventionist, Jock Brocas.
Okay, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. One of the reasons I want to jump into this episode, and actually I should have some of my colleagues here, is because I'm very passionate about what I do as a medium. I'm very passionate about what I do in the field of the paranormal, if you like, or parapsychology. And I suppose, like many other people, when they first started, especially young fledgling mediums that were coming up, we tend to fall into this whole idea that everything is paranormal and that everything is a sign from the other side. And it's very exciting. It's very exciting to sit in circle and get all the signs that you think you're getting. It is very exciting to have someone, you know, kind of wonder at what you're doing as you're developing and maybe ask you to look at a haunted place or go to a haunted place. I remember many, many years ago, I used to do a lot of psychometry. And I remember when I was developing, a teacher of mine used to take me out to homes and mansions and castles and make me actually tune into the vibration and the energy of the land and the vibration and the energy of things that were in there. And it was kind of like she was taking me on and putting me through these tests. And that's fascinated me, you know, psychometry's fascinated me. But as I developed, you know, as I, and we'll talk about that a little bit later on, but as I developed and as I was developing as a medium, over the years, I've been a professional medium for many, many years now, over two decades, actually. I was there like everybody else, you know. I believed in a lot of experiences and I equated my level of belief, equated a lot of things to paranormal. But as I started developing, as I started actually looking more and more into it, and not that I was falling away from a belief in the paranormal by any manner of means or not, but I realized that there is more to it and that a great deal of what we perceive and what we believe really doesn't stand up to scientific scrutiny. And I'm also a believer that, you know, science can't explain everything. And there's phenomena that's out there that science can't explain that does warrant further investigation. You know, but the reality is that our beliefs cause us to maybe perceive things that are not really there. And for every potential haunting there is, or any potential spirit involvement, there is a real need in what we do to really bring in the science of things, to actually look at whether it is really haunted or is there a natural explanation for the phenomena. I've been involved in cases where they would claim that fires had been started out of the blue and just from no reason at all, and you find out that the electrical wiring is faulty. And now, had there been something, a fire started in the middle of a floor where there's no electrical wire and there's no nothing and it just ignites or something happens, then, you know, maybe that's something that warrants looking into even more. But the problem is you're a developing medium or you're developing your spirituality. You tend to fall into this belief mode of believing everything. You read books and you think you're getting more knowledgeable and you start to believe and and all sorts of things. And there's a lot of questions over the phenomena that we experience or that people experience. And the thing is it actually can be quite dangerous, right? It can be quite dangerous because you lull people into a false sense of security. And if you're really untrained as a researcher or you're untrained, you're not developed as a medium enough, you can cause families and individuals a great deal of anxiety. You can increase the level of anxiety. Let's dive a little bit further. You could possibly even cause psychosis of what you tell them. So there's a great need to really discern and have some kind of education in what parapsychology is and, and the science of the paranormal. And, for you guys on the podcast, you can't see this, but, I've got a great book here that I would recommend to everybody. It's called Ghosted, Exploring the Haunting Reality of Paranormal Encounters, by Brian Laith, James Horan. I don't even know if I've said that right, James. So if you're listening to this, and I've said that wrong, then you can contact me and shout at me if you like. And Neil Dagnall and Kenneth Drinkwater and Kieran O'Keefe. And of course, Kieran O'Keefe is well known for Most Haunted back in the UK as a skeptic. Now, obviously, there's a problem, ladies and gentlemen, because you have pseudo-skepticism. You have skeptics that just won't accept anything and will argue until they're blue in the face that there's no real phenomena, there's no such things as mediums, and there's no such things as psychic ability. But we all know that it has been researched. And it's been researched for many years. And there's a plethora of evidence to, psi phenomena and ESP. And we even look back at the Stargate program back in the days where the government, the CIA had their psychic spying program. Russians had their program. Brits had their UFO program. There has been investigations into all of this type of phenomena. And there's also been a lot of scientific research. But what does it mean, obviously, when we fall into the trap of maybe these paranormal shows that come out all the time, and maybe they're running around with detectors, camera detectors, FLIR, infrared sensors, et cetera, et cetera. One thing you need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, is that there is no machine out there. There is no gadget that can actually effectively detect ghosts or spirits. And if, bringing in a medium into this remit, into this is probably one of the ways that you can use that, because there could be an evidential trail. There could be a pattern of evidence that maybe can be corroborated by a sensitive, okay? But you also got to remember that it's important that if you do suspect this phenomenon, you've got to remain kind of apolitical. You've got to not have any judgment or, swing one way or another. If we have a paranormal bias, or if we have a religious bias, or even just a belief bias, the chances are is that, we will make things fit. You can see it when people say they look at the clouds and they see an angel, and they just will not accept the fact that that's pareidolia. And I'm not saying that there's no phenomena that warrants investigation, such as looking and just scrying into water and maybe picking up other phenomena in audio, picking up the audio phenomena and analyzing that. There's a lot to it. There's a lot of science that can go behind that as well. But at the same time too, when you have a bias, you tend to believe everything and anything, and you make anything fit, and you make that phenomena fit. And the reality is that 99% of hauntings that are out there has really got a scientific explanation or a natural explanation. It can be your environment. It can be reflections that, things that you see. The other thing about orbs as well, that's a great argument that people go through. And I am not a big fan of all this orb belief system, this orb phenomena, unless there's valid evidence and maybe a scientific explanation that can at least corroborate some of it, and there's an evidential pattern from a mediumistic point of view. So I'm not saying that all orbs are false. I'm saying that he's probably leaned towards more of a bias than anything else. And so I would tend to poo-poo that until there was really a lot of evidence that can be corroborated. And it's the same time, you know, the same thing when people see apparitions, and your mind can play tricks on you. And if you're really biased in any way, then you're going to believe it. So it's very important that if you have a potential problem, that you reach out to professionals that really know what they're doing. And whether that's a medium or a paranormal team, you want to look for people that really have a scientific route. You know, their structure, they have a baseline understanding. They've studied parapsychology, or, you know, they've gone to some, you know, institutions and learned it from universities. The Kostler Foundation in Edinburgh, and of course you've got the Rhine Education Centre. It's a phenomenal place as well to learn. There has to be a foundation of science to learn, and you can't just accept anything as being some kind of paranormal spirit phenomenon. And I've seen it loads of times. The other thing is you go to graveyards and expect every ghost to come out at night. It doesn't really need to be at night time. It can happen during the day just as much as it can night. And seeing mists and fogs and things and putting that down to paranormal phenomena, it kind of lulls everybody into a false sense of security. And people start to believe what everybody else is saying without really questioning it. Now, I'm not saying, obviously, there's an issue with, you know, skeptics. And, you know, skeptics just not accepting anything. But we all need to be a little skeptic. You know, mediums have to be a little skeptic. If you work in a paranormal team, you have to be a little skeptic. You have to, because you just don't want to accept anything. We all want to have real phenomena that can be corroborated and put down in the annals of history. But the reality is that we're too busy being drawn in to other people's perceptions and belief systems and falling into it. So, you know, one of the things that I would say to all of you out there is to be very careful. Even if you're a paranormal investigator or you're a medium, be very, very careful of what you jump to in conclusions. Be very careful on how you even deal with potential clients, because you'll also be excited about the reality of investigating a place and the bringing in all your kit and everything else and the caboodle that goes with it. There's nothing wrong with it, but it doesn't prove anything. And you have to be very careful on the fallout that you leave behind with individuals, especially if it's a family who really are. There may be nothing in the home and you can find no evidential trail, or you haven't had any phenomena, but what you may tell them is going to cause them a great deal of anxiety and a great deal of grief. And it can cause, you know, a lot of mental imbalance, because some people get really scared. And some people, you know, I know of a person at the moment who will not sleep in their room because they're convinced that it's haunted by negative spirits. And there's nothing there, right? It's nothing there. But there you go. There's an example of maybe what people have told them. There's just nothing there. But because other people have suggested something. And remember, you start suggesting and you build on a story. It's like Chinese whispers. You hear a little story about a haunted house, and before you know it, you know, it was haunted by an old man and an old woman. It's always an old man, an old woman, right? Or a kid that's at the window. And then all of a sudden, the story gets arms and legs, and before you know it, and it's something else. It's a demon. It's legions of demons. And then there's been murders and everything in there. And really, when you start to investigate it, there's been nothing like that at all, right? But you can start to believe in the story, and when that story starts to get put around, other people will start to believe in it, and the story gets arms and legs, and people then create their own phenomena. You see a little shadow in the window, bang, it must be a ghost, a spirit, a demon. But the reality is there's a natural phenomena to it. There was a story that came out in the newspaper, I think it must have been a couple of months ago, about a demon being caught on camera that was gone running across the road. And I think we wrote about it in Paranormal Daily News. We wrote about it in the magazine, because there was no real evidence of that at all. In fact, I'd probably lean towards more on the skeptical side, and it wasn't you know, because there's a lot of potentially natural explanations to what was seen. And pareidolia is another bugbear of mine, because so many people will believe in what they see and they create it in their mind's eye. And they start to create these random patterns into shapes, and then instantly they believe it's phenomena, and it really isn't phenomena. So it's important, you know, that we really embrace blending science with spiritual science. And I'm delighted on Deadly Departed that I'm going to be bringing on some guests that are really at the forefront of research. And I'm really excited about, I'm bringing on Christine Simmons-Moore from the University of Georgia, which I just heard from her today, because she's doing some amazing research into psychometry. And that's, it's funny, because it's an article that I'm working on PDN at the moment, and there's not a lot of research in it. I can't believe there's not a lot of research into it, because it's such a strong factor in the mediumistic world, in the medium world, you know, and the psychic, you know, people who are learning to be psychic and using psychometry to read objects. I remember back in the day when, you know, we would do flower readings in the church, or we would hold objects and do psychometry. And I remember, developing, we would do psychometry tests and that kind of thing. And of course, I learned a lot based on that, going around to various buildings and blindfolded. I might not, that I used to do that. So I'm really excited to bring on Christine and to delve into this and talk about that more. She's actually got some research that you can take part in. So if you're near the University of Georgia and you fancy yourself as a bit of a psychic or a medium, which everybody these days thinks they're a psychic medium, it's all over the place, then you can go and take part in that. And also I'm going to be bringing in researchers, parapsychology researchers. Craig and I is going to probably bring in some people who are heavily involved in other fields of research to start to discuss this, because I seriously do believe that we need a lot more understanding for the lay community, and then maybe we won't have so many people screaming demons and thinking that every place is haunted and everything is a sign. I mean, as much respect as I have for the Catholic Church, I mean, some of them see demons everywhere. I mean, really seriously, in the food, in the burgers, in anything, you know, in your shopping bag. It can get a bit ridiculous, and it doesn't help the lay community to understand the reality of it and maybe the science of it as well. So whilst, you know, I'm a great proponent of blending science and spirit. I have been for many years. I do a lot of research myself. I take part in academic studies, and I'm moving forward in an academic pathway towards hopefully a PhD in a number of years. So I'm getting old now, but it's a passion of mine, and to hell with that. I'm going to do it, and I'm enjoying it so far. So I just wanted to kind of jump on and bring this episode up, because obviously I'm going to be bringing on some great people to dive into this research and to discuss it even more in all fields. But ladies and gentlemen, one thing that I really want you to get to grips with and to understand is that not all phenomena out there is going to be paranormal, right? Not all light anomalies you see on a camera is paranormal and will stand up to scrutiny. I've been sent so many videos from various people saying that they've got, you know, that there's a ghost in the place, or there's evil there, or and there's nothing there. And in fact, at one point, I used to have images that were sent to me continually, and really it would be a trick of the light, or it would be shadows cast for various light sources, and there's nothing there. But you can't turn around and just say to someone, boom, there's nothing there, because they won't believe. You've got to deal with it in a really delicate way, because they're obviously scared. Or at the same time, in contrast, there's the people that want the phenomena to be there because they're looking for the egotistical side. They're looking to be, maybe they have a bed and breakfast and they're looking to build their business, or, you know, they maybe want to build a paranormal tour and things like that. There's nothing wrong with them, don't get me wrong, but what are we doing to people in need? We can cause, you know, paranormal teams can cause so much fallout and, you know, a lot of mental anguish, anxiety, and as I mentioned, psychosis possibly. And then you've got the individuals who are just, are so desperate for phenomena that they'll make it up. Or, and that doesn't give us a good grounding to understand the reality of potential phenomena that is out there that is real and warrants an investigation. So think about it, ladies and gentlemen, as we move forward and these the next episodes and things that I bring on and bring my guests in to discuss this. And let me know, is this something you're really, I mean, have you experienced phenomena and it was measured or it was corroborated in some way? Or did you find out that some of the phenomena that you experienced did actually have a natural explanation? But just remember, just because I'm a medium doesn't mean that I'm going to agree that everything out there is going to be spirit related. I don't see demons everywhere. And I certainly always go toward a more natural explanation before anything else. And I'm not diving into the whole role of how mediumship can help people, you know, deal with grief and to move through their pain and suffering, but mainly from the paranormal point of view and understanding parapsychology, bringing the science and spirit together. We need that because there's so much imbalanced education out there. And unfortunately, we have a massive problem in the media where things are portrayed in the wrong way. And obviously the best person, you know, or Lloyd Auerbach, who's our head of parapsychology for PDN, you can see from or you can hear from my interview with him, and also for the stuff in the magazine, that there is a lot of science that's out there and there is a lot of misunderstanding and ignorance. And that's one of the things that we want to try and bring forward, is a little bit of understanding more and bringing science and spirit together rather than seeing. We don't want to keep seeing ghosts everywhere. And mists are and often just mists and not spirits. And often the light can play tricks in your mind, but your belief and your bias is probably the worst thing that goes against you. So definitely, ladies and gentlemen, read the book Ghosted. I love it. It's been brilliant. It is a bit heavy going. So if you're not geeky or academic-y, then you might not like it. But for me, I loved it. It's one I'm going to be reviewing in PDN. And again, I can't wait. Maybe I'll get some of them guys on and we'll talk about it. But I can't wait to dive into some of the research like psychometry with Christine and other researchers and into their new fields of exploration. So thank you for joining us. Very short, you know, as it was a short episode today, but thank you for joining me. Make sure that you subscribe. Make sure that you connect with us if you've got any questions or you want to talk about anything, and share your information with us as well. And just remember, if you're a paranormal team that's out there, and maybe you're a Saturday and a Sunday paranormal squad that goes out and you really enjoy it, really get some education into parapsychology and understand what you're getting into and how it can affect the lay community. Don't fall into the trap of bias and belief in everything. And like our good friends in the Catholic Church, whom I greatly admire, demons are not everywhere, right? It's very, very rare. God bless. Hi there, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much if you have purchased Deadly Departed. It means a lot to me. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for supporting my work. And if you haven't bought Deadly Departed yet, then consider buying Deadly Departed. You can get it on Amazon or you can get it in any bookstore, and you can show proof of purchase and join my closed group. You can also reach out to me on Instagram at any time at Spiritual Medium if you have a question, and I will answer it. Have a wonderful day, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you once again. God bless.
You've been listening to Deadly Departed with renowned evidential medium and author Jock Brocas.
Jock Brocas.
If you like what you've heard, make sure to pick up a copy of the Deadly Departed book. Don't forget to share the episodes and send in your questions to us about anything paranormal and the afterlife. Tune in next time to Deadly Departed, the do's, don'ts, and dangers of afterlife communication.